Sharper Point Commentary.
Child care. It's not a decision that many people have the freedom to make or not make. Single moms don't. Families that need two incomes have to have it. But it often comes with a price tag that makes the math of having a second income not worth it because it's all essentially going to childcare. So how do you find not only affordable preschool before the kiddos are old enough to go to regular school, and how do you find enriching childcare so it's more like school than babysitting without it wiping out your entire paycheck? For a lot of folks in the West Valley, it's more a matter of being able to find any kind of daycare. According to early childhood agency First Things First, there are only 27,000 estimated available licensed slots for the 86,000 children who need them. That's why Teresa Christensen, founder and CEO of Bright Beginnings Daycare in Peoria, is actually trying to find competition to her business, because there's not enough childcare in the West Valley. But that woman who's been talking to city and town council says this goes beyond just being a West Valley problem.
There's a lack of quality childcare centers all over the state of Arizona. I serve on the council for Northwest Maricopa County for First Things First, and so it's kind of top of mind all the time. And so far, so good. I can't say that the city councils have been anything less than welcoming. They have been very receptive to the message. And I've even met with city planners, mayors. It's been great conversations so far.
We're hoping those great conversations come up with some great solutions. And they are working on some stuff, but how do we get down the costs? Well, first, we need to understand what goes into that $45 to $60 a day that kids cost you at daycare.
There's three things that cost in childcare: labor, operational costs, and the physical structure.
Now, Teresa's not really sure how to bring down the cost of the first two items on her list, but she has a plan on how West Valley City Councils can maybe help with number three.
When you go to a big box corporate, they have the money to develop the land and to build the building. What I'm asking city municipality is to plan it into their infrastructure, so they take care of kind of that big building cost.
And let's be honest, we don't want to drive down the labor costs at preschools in an effort to lower child care costs. I, for one, want the people who are watching over my kids for a big chunk of the day to get a big chunk of change, be well paid and content in their work, right? And while I don't usually look to government to solve our problems, maybe it is in West Valley municipality's best interest to help solve this child care issue. Otherwise, the tech boom that's blowing up in the West Valley might just blow away if there's nowhere for workers to take their kids.